Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Drowning Fish Podcast. Today, we're going to start it off a little fresh with talking about the leaked group chat that has been happening here. And that's every man's, like, that's every man's nightmare is when the group chat gets leaked, bro. Because, like, when a group chat gets leaked, there's no going back, dude. You got to double down, you know, you got to double down or like, you're fucked. And what this Pete guy did, he basically came out and was making up these lame-ass excuses as to what happened. And let me tell you, bro, I'm the first to admit, you know, if the group chat got leaked, it wouldn't be good, bro. Wouldn't be good. The homies and I would be facing possibly federal domestic terrorist charges, things like that, things of that nature. But, you know, the group chat got leaked, bro, and they didn't take, you know, they didn't double down. They didn't say, yeah, we did it. They basically came out and came up with a bunch of bullshit excuses as to why it happened. And, you know, they added, like, this reporter, this journalist in there. How does that even happen, dude? How do you accidentally add a reporter to the group chat? That's like, bro, that's boomer shit right there, bro. Like, that's boomer shit. If you accidentally add somebody to the group chat, it's kind of like back in the day when you would add somebody to the lobby, you know, to, like, if you're gaming and you accidentally make somebody like the party leader and you're like, fuck, we got to deal with this now. You know, we got to follow along or whatever, bro. It fucking sucks, dude. And there's dogs barking outside and it's really throwing everything off, bro. I just want to fucking go out there and strangle those dogs, bro, but I'm not. Yeah, dude, the group chat, there's nothing really much else to say other than you got to double down when things like that happen, bro. Because, like, when things come out and you know, they're not in your favor, you could either start apologizing or you could double down and say, yeah, I did it. I said it. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to fucking do about it? You know, like, you can't just sit here and make up excuses about why you're, dude, especially at this level, bro, like the vice president and, you know, all these bigwigs, bro, like, not a good look, obviously, but you got to double down, bro. You got to be like, yeah, we bombed the shit. We're going to bomb the dog piss out of these people. And just double down, bro, because you can't be the type of guy to start coming up with excuses just because, you know, you're out there now. You got to double down. You got to take it. And you got to swing, bro. You just got to swing. Aim for the fucking fences, dude. I remember being younger, bro. And, like, you know, in my generation, nudes were a big thing. And, like, people would send nudes to each other. And I remember, like, some girls' nudes would get leaked or whatever. And it wasn't good, you know. It wasn't, like, something to be proud of. Especially if you're, like, a young female. You're like, oh no, you know, like, now my privates are out there. But at the same time, you shouldn't have been taking those fucking pictures at the end of the day, you know, like, you shouldn't have been taking those pictures, bro. Like, one, you're a child, and two, you know, you shouldn't have been taking those pictures. But every now and then your nudes would get leaked, and it's kind of the same dilemma here, you know, like, you got to double down, bro. Like, if my nudes got leaked as a child, I'd be like, yo, that's me. That's my small penis, bro. That's my tiny small penis. And what are you going to do about it, you know? I'm so glad that stuff like that didn't happen to me when I was younger. I mean, it wasn't nothing, like, I feel like it would have to be leak-worthy for it to be in circulation, you know? Because, like, dude, I remember this one time, this chopped bitch, her shit got leaked, and, like, no one talked about it, you know? Like, it got talked about for maybe, like, half the day, and then, like, everyone forgot about it. But no one forgets about, like the school, the, like, the hottest girl in the school, when her nudes get leaked, you know, like, no one forgets about that, you know, like, a decade later, people are still talking about it. Yeah, bro, you got to double down, man. When your nudes get leaked, you got to double down and be like, yeah, that's me. So what? What are you going to do about it? What are you going to fucking do about it? Especially when you're a kid, bro. And I feel like it's getting worse now. Because, like, kids have, like, social media and Snapchat and all this shit, bro. And, like, now they're just snapping whatever. But back in the day, bro, it was, like, crucial, bro. Like, these got sent over text message threads. Like, AT&T probably have AT&T and Verizon probably have these on file still, you know, probably on file somewhere, bro. And they're probably just lingering out in the data somewhere, bro. Everyone's nudes are probably out there somewhere, dude. And it is what it is, bro. Like, everyone's nudes are out there, and it just is what it is. You know, you can't tell me that you've never had a cell phone and never took a naked picture of yourself. That's a bullshit lie. One time, dude, I remember I had a fucking, back when I was a young boy, when I was like, I think I was like 13 or 14, I started getting ass hairs, and I remember bending over in the mirror and I couldn't really see, you know, because it was like, it was a dark bathroom and I really couldn't see. And I was like, dude, fuck this. So I took my cell phone at the time, took a picture of it. And, you know, back then, bro, like, the cameras weren't great or nothing, bro. So it'd still be a little grainy. And, yeah, in fact, I was 100% sure growing ass hairs, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to, like, deal with it, bro. So I would just, like, kind of shrug my shoulders and just carry on with my day, you know? I don't know, bro. As a dude, I feel like it's not something you should really worry about, ass hairs and stuff like that. Like, shit happens, bro. Just let it happen, I guess, you know? I'm not gonna, like, comb it, you know? I'm not gonna, like, braid my fucking ass hair. I'm not gonna fucking sit here and put gel in it or hairspray in it. I'm not gonna style it. Just let it kind of do its thing, you know? All natural type shit, bro. Like, you gotta do what you got to do with your pubic hair, bro. Because, like, for dudes, bro, I'm telling you right now, it's a wilderness sometimes, man. You get down there, you get lost. You can be lost in it for days, bro, if you're not careful. And a lot of the times, I'm not speaking from personal experience, bro, but just from what I hear, you know, not like the group chat. I'm going to leak the group chat actually right here, bro, because this is actually group chat material. I'm just going to start leaking the group chat this whole episode, actually. I'm just going to start leaking the group chat. Sometimes you get, like, poop stuck in your ass hair, and, like, you can wipe and wipe and wipe, but you know there's, like, that little piece of poop just stuck in your ass hair, and you just, like, can't get it out. And you're just like, fuck it, bro, I'll get it later, you know? You just gotta, like, pull your pants up and just continue doing what you got to do, bro. Because you got to shower at the end of the day, you know? You got to go in a shower. Hopefully you take care of your business in there. But as long as you take care of your business at the end of the day, I don't think really it's that big of a deal, you know, because, like, it's not like anyone can actually even smell it. I don't think, you know, I don't think no one can really smell it. Like, if it's a tiny little piece of poop stuck in your butt, dude, no one's going to fucking know, bro. Just keep it to yourself. No one's going to know. But yeah, dude, like, sometimes, you know, you'll just wipe and wipe and wipe and you just can't get it. Like, it's in there, you know, it's in there. It's embedded in your fucking hair. It's in there and you can't get it out. And you're just like, fuck it, I'll get it at the end of the day. And that's end of the day type shit, bro. Like, at the end of the day, it's the end of the day, man. And you got to, like, put your hair down, take your bra off, put some slippers on, get your cozy clothes on, and get that poop out of your butt, bro. Because, like, you got poop in your butt, bro. You got a poopy dipe. You got a poopy dipe. And what are you going to do about it? You got to get in the shower. You got to get in the shower and you got to take care of that poopy butt. Anyhow. Yeah, dude, the group chat. What else is, like, group chat related, bro? Can't really think of nothing crazy right now off the top of my head. I can think of some stuff that, like, I've said. Like, racial profiling, obviously, is a huge thing in a group chat. You know, like, dudes do it all the time. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian. It doesn't matter what you are, dude. Like, everybody racially profiles somebody in a joking way, you know. Like, you could look at somebody and be like, ah, ha, ha, this, you know, ah, ha, ha, that. But it's nothing, like, nothing is funnier than being in a group chat and saying some fucking racist shit. And just, like, everyone gets it, you know, like, everyone just gets it, and it's so fucking funny, bro. Especially when things are already, you know, at, like, tense, you know, when the group chat's already tense, and things are already, like, kind of, like, spiraling, you know, when things are, like, maybe there's, like, not beef, you know, not, like, group chat beef, but it's headed that way, you know, it's headed that way, and then you say something racist, and you're, like, oh yeah, this is gonna fucking, this is the tip of the iceberg right here, bro. This is really gonna, this is gonna do it right here. And hopefully this kind of just, and what it really does is like, it's an icebreaker, racial tension, man. Like racist jokes is the icebreaker to any conversation. If you bring a racist joke to any conversation, how the person responds is really how you should carry on the conversation, especially for guys, bro. Like, dude, if there's not one, if you go, if you're like friends with a guy and you don't say one racist joke, bro, that's not a fucking guy friendship, bro. That's like some corny ass shit. And I'm speaking from experience, bro. Like, I don't know one guy. I don't know one guy that doesn't say racist fucking things, bro. And I'm not saying we're racist. It's just fucking hilarious, dude. That's just how we're built, dude. That's just what it is, you know? I say racist things all the time about Hispanic people, and I'm Hispanic. I say racist things about black people, and I have black friends. I say racist things about white people. I love white people, bro. I grew up amongst them, you know. They're great. I love everybody, bro. Everyone's amazing. But those like Indians, dude. Oh my fucking God, dog. Like, I don't know, bro. I don't fucking know, dude. I actually saw this dude, on social media. Dude, the Indians are getting it the worst right now, bro. I feel like, and it's so fucking hilarious, dude, but they're great, dude. I know they're great, bro, because you always see them in the fancy coffee shops and they have the like Teslas, bro. And they have like, they're always like in their nicest gear, bro. Like they have like, they have like their Peter Millar fucking quarter sweaters on, and they have their nice trousers, and they got their what do they wear? You know, these tech guys, you know, these like tech guys that come out and they work, and you see them and they're getting coffee, and you're like, man, these guys are fucking, they're fitted, bro. They're like, they got it all, you know, they got it figured out. You know, they got a Tesla. They got everything they've ever wanted, bro. I'm not saying they got handed to them. I'm pretty sure they had to fucking fight for it, just like anybody in this country has to fight for wealth and success. But dude, I've never in my life have seen an Indian dude in the United States. Like, I've never fucking in my life have seen a homeless Indian person, bro. I feel like, you know, people always joke about Hispanics being the hardest workers, dude. Indians are the hardest working people I've ever seen in my life, dude. They don't fucking settle for less, dude. They don't settle for the fucking bullshit. They don't settle for the mediocre fucking bullshit corporate job, dude. Like, they don't settle for it, bro. They have to go above and beyond and achieve things because that's what's expected of them, you know, kind of like Asian people. I feel like a bunch of like Asian people, like that's what's expected of them. You know, like great expectations lead to better. I guess like you hold yourself to a higher standard when the expectations are high, you know, because you have to. Cause if you were like, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with growing up humble, bro. Like a lot of people grow up humble, especially in the United States, you know, because things are tough right now, dude. Things are fucking hard. You know, you grow up humble, you grow up poor, and you're like, man, it's all right to fucking, it's okay to drive a used truck. It's okay to drive a used vehicle, bro. But some people, they're like, no, I got to get what's mine, bro. And that's okay. You know, I think those are like, that is what America's built on, is people like that, bro. Like, you got to have your balance. Dude, yeah, I've never seen like a homeless Indian person, bro. I've never seen a homeless Asian person, dude. It's always been like, it's always been like, you know, your everyday Joe guys, you know, like it's your everyday guy, bro. It's not like these people that, you know, dude, I feel like if there was going to be a DEI thing, it needs to be implemented in the homeless community, because like, there is no Asian people in the homeless community, really. There is no Indians. I really hardly ever see any Hispanics in the homeless community. If we're going to implement DEI, it needs to be implemented in the fucking homeless community, bro. Because, like, they got to integrate, too, you know. They got to, like, share their cultural knowledge as well. Like, let's get them in there, bro. Let's fucking get some in there. And let's try to implement some diversity, equality, and inclusion in there, bro, because this is what America's about, bro. America's about a churning pot of a bunch of people mixing together and creating something, whether it's art, a business, or just, you know, creating something innovative. And that's really the United States, you know, like you're going to have your janitors and you're going to have your CEOs. I don't know if you want to be the middleman. You know, I feel like the higher you go, the more bullshit you got to put up with, the more ass kissing you got to do. But dude, let's just implement DEI in the homeless community, bro, because like we have to, bro. We got to get these people in there. We got to fucking implement it. Is there somebody like, is there a homeless headquarters somewhere, bro, that we could fucking implement this? Like, is there a CEO of unhoused people it's probably Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom is a CEO of unhoused people in the United States. And that's just a fucking jab at him, bro. I don't really know the guy. I'm sure he's great. And that's the thing about politics, man. It all seems like we're all forced to hate somebody when we don't really know how they are, you know? I feel like me and Hunter Biden would kick it in real life, bro. I feel like me and Barron Trump could fucking throw down a couple brewskis, bro. I don't know. I don't even know if he drinks beer, but I feel like we could throw down a couple beers, bro. I don't think that maybe he's going to be like, oh no, I'm not going to hang out with that poor fucking Mexican. Maybe. I don't think so, but it would be hilarious if it did say that. I would laugh and then be like, all right, dude, come on, let's go drink a couple high noons or whatever you guys drink over here. Yeah, dude, so I got a couple months ago, I had a job interview for this place. I actually have their card right here, but I'm not going to put their business out there like that on blast because I've never been that type of person, bro. I've never been the type of person to start naming out people, especially like local people or people that I've interacted with. I'm like Gavin Newsom and Hunter Biden. These are like high elite people, bro. Like I'll probably never meet them in my life. And if I do, I'm doing something right. Anyhow, yeah, I had this interview and I don't think it went well at all because this fucking guy, he was like, just basically telling me that, you know, he's had employees trying to get the position that I was applying for and he asked them why, you know, and they basically told him for money and he had to respond the corporate bullshit. Fucking dumb. It's literally retarded. Okay. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to tell you it's retarded because no one believes this shit, bro. No one fucking, you can't tell me with a straight face. No one believes this shit. He literally told his employee, he said, if you're doing this for money, then you're not going to be successful because that's all you're focused on. And let me tell you, buddy, that's bullshit, dude. Everything revolves around money, bro. Do you think that businesses just fucking operate out of the goodness of their fucking heart? Hell no, dude. Money, dog. Money. Sales, profit, money, bro. That's all they give a fuck about, dude. They don't give a shit about no fucking bullshit, bro. They don't give a fuck, dog. They're just trying to get their money. Yeah, lower level managers care about the people and you have to because retention rates and shit like that. But at the end of the day, bro, do you know why people get promoted? Like, people don't get promoted and stay at the same salary, bro. Like, No one would want to get promoted. Who would want more on their plate for the same amount of money or less money? No one, dude. No one would fucking do that. Let's stop being retarded with these corporate bullshit and let's just start being realistic, bro. Like, no one would apply for the position that you are hiring for if it wasn't a good offer, bro. Like, no one would do that shit, man. Like, let's be real here, dude. No one's a fucking, like, I'm sure there's some dumb motherfuckers out there, they'd be like, I don't really care about money, you know, I just want to be happy. Okay, dude, let me tell you something, you know what's really happy? When you're fucking behind on bills and you're behind on your credit cards and you're behind on your car payment. Oh, and by the way, somebody, like, you broke your arm, so now you got a co-payment, and oh, you got sick because it's flu season and you got a co-payment and you got a fucking, and your insurance is fucking you in your ass and they won't cover it. And some bullshit happens. Your car breaks down. Your radiator busts. $300, $400. All this shit piles up, dude. And you know what's peace of mind? Having money. Having money is peace of mind. It really is, dude. don't settle for this shit about, oh, I just want to be happy bullshit, dude. If you think that, listen, bro, I used to think that, and I truly believe there has to be a balance. I'm not saying work your dick off into the ground, because I don't believe in that either. I'm just saying pay people what they're worth, and if you don't, then you're going to have a revolving door, and you're never going to be able to fucking staff anybody or hire anybody worth the fuck. You know, that's the problem with teachers, bro. That's why teachers fuck kids. You know, they're like, dude, I get paid $46,000 a year. I'm going to fuck this child. You know, like a resource, like one of my local resource police officers, bro. Like, he's a fucking pedophile, dog. And like, yeah, you get paid $36,000 a year, you're probably going to be a pedophile. You're probably going to get lower tier level people. And I'm not saying like executives aren't pedophiles. I'm not saying like, we got to hold all these people accountable, bro. Like, I'm not saying like, you know, I'm sure like everyone would probably, for example, dude, like politicians, probably the biggest pedophiles out there, because they are in a higher position to try and get away with things. But dude, that's why teachers fuck kids, man. Like, you know, that's why teachers fuck kids. And that's pretty much all I'm going to say about that. But yeah, dude, people do it for money, man. Like, no one is going to apply to a job because they think that they are going to fucking love it, dude. Like, yeah, like, you want to work somewhere where you're going to enjoy working with people, you know, like, enjoy working there. But it's not all about work. Like, pay me the fucking money, I'll do the job, leave me the fuck alone. That's it, dude. Like, it's not about, it's all about money, bro. Like, it's all it fucking is. And I wish people would understand that. I wish more managers at a higher level would understand that, because this guy that was interviewing me, he was like, you know, like number three in charge. And I was like, bro, you're so fucking disconnected from reality, bro, that you have no idea. And it's people that have been in that position for like 20 years, bro, like a century, dude. They're like, yeah, I've been doing this for a long time. I haven't made minimum wage since high school. I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it's like to fucking make $12, $13, $15 an hour. I don't know what it's like, bro, you know? And they get so fucking disconnected from reality that they start like believing these ideas that people tell them to believe. Like, it's not all about money. While they're raking in a shitload of money, you know, they're making like fuckloads of money. And not like millions of dollars or billions, but they're making enough to fucking live a comfortable lifestyle, which is fine. But if you live a comfortable lifestyle, you don't have the fucking, you can't sit here and say money isn't everything if you're living a comfortable lifestyle, because you're living a comfortable lifestyle, you fucking selfish hypocrite. You fucking selfish hypocrite. You can't say that. You know, you can't be, and people work hard for the money, bro. This isn't like knocking down the people that work hard for the money. If you work hard for your money, you deserve that money. I'm so fucking glad you're making that money, bro, because a lot of people aren't. But if you sit here and you tell me money isn't everything, and like you try to fucking downplay how much money is worth, like, I'm going to probably write down your license plate number and send a hitman to your house, bro, because it's not cool. Yeah, anyhow, that's about it. I'm going to get off of here. I just wanted to get on here real quick and just send a quick episode out, because I haven't really said anything since February. And it's the end of March. It's the end of March, bro. And I've had some great opportunities come up, as far as like this book publisher reached out to me and was wanting me to kind of collaborate. And I'm probably not going to collaborate because I don't have the time. I'm just fucking joking. I'm just lying. I'm lying my dick off. No one's reaching out, dude. No one's reaching out to the Drowning Fish podcast. God. Fuck. Yeah, dude. But yeah, man. It's all about money, bro. At the end of the day, you know, like, if I had like $20,000 that I could just put into the episode every fucking year, I would be pumping shit out, bro, like crazy. And I do this for free, bro. Like, I actually fucking probably lose money doing this, bro. I lose money doing this shit. I lose money doing this. I lose money doing this shit. So I need you to fucking take your bitch ass and share this with everybody, bro. Like, share this with your family and share this with your friends. because that's the only way that this ever grows. And I've actually been slowing down a little bit. I've had some ideas on some stuff, but I am going to slow down a little bit, just a tiny bit. I'm not going to stop the episode, the podcast ever. I don't think this is something I ever quit. Unless, like, dude, if the CIA or somebody for some fucking reason, bro, like, this would never happen. But if I just stopped one day, just know that I'm making so much fucking money that I put my creative aspirations to the side because I'm making so much fucking money. But yeah, dude, right now, you know, it is what it is, bro. Like, I'm not making a shitload of money, bro. I'm just trying to make more. Everyone's trying to make more, bro. That's the thing. Like, everyone tries to plan for their next raise, but no one's planning for 10 years, you know. No one's planning for 20 years. And now that I'm getting older, I'm trying to plan for stuff like that. Because those are important, bro. You can't really be on chill mode, you know. You can't be on chill mode for too long or you're going to get fucked. Yeah, dude, but yeah, money's everything, bro, and if you don't think so, then you're a cuckold, and you probably are getting cheated on by your wife, and your dog doesn't love you, and your fucking child is going to run away from his house, or her house, at the ripe age of 13, to go hide in the woods, because you are a, propagandist that fell for it, and I'm not gonna fall for it, dude. This is the United States of America, dude. Let's fucking do great things, bro. Let's fucking create something, innovate. Let's get as much fucking money as we fucking can. Let's try to be as happy as we can. Let's try to grow together. Let's try to be happy. You know, and let's try to fucking just do something with it, bro. Let's just try to do something with it, with what we got, and move around and do things and fucking, you know, do little things that are going to set you up for success, bro. Because if not, what are you doing, dude? You know, what are you doing? And it's okay if you want to live a slow lifestyle, if you want to live on a farm somewhere with an old 79 fucking Ford F-150, bro. It's okay. Because that'd be cool too, you know. I think that'd be pretty cool. But at the same time, bro, like, if I don't have a helicopter by the time I'm 28, which is like 8 months, I'm going to fucking kill myself. No, I'm kidding. I'm not. But yeah, dude, everyone have a great day. Share this with your grandma and your grandpa. Share this with everyone that you love. Please be happy. Rejoice. You know, life is short. Go outside. Look at the sun. Smell the air. Listen to the birds. Touch some grass and hug a tree. And for the love of God, if you have poop in your butt, go wash your ass, you nasty fucks. All right. Thank you. Have a blessed day.